Hi everyone, it's 10 p.m. Eastern on Saturday night, which means it's time for another hour of great retro alternative music here on 81, 82, 83, 84. Or you may be listening to the encore replay at 11 p.m. Wednesday, right after Mr. Smart's Requiem for Rock. Or streaming this episode from the full archive that you can find at radiowaterloo.ca/81828384. I'm your host, Lee Gregory, proud University of Waterloo grad, class of 1983, recently returned to CKMS after a 37-year hiatus, and playing the same music I loved when I was a student volunteer way back when in the early 80s. Lots of fun stuff to get to tonight. A while back, I mentioned a website called citizenfreak.com. It's basically like an online museum of Canadian music. And that's where I found this next band. It's kind of a glam punk quartet in the mold of the Stooges or the New York Dolls out of Montreal. These are the 222s, and this is CKMS FM 102.7 Radio Waterloo. We'll be right back.
needs to happen in my life. A fiction romance, all love and glory, that never seems to happen in my life. Dreams of love and dreams of pain and dreams again, 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 which can be yours just by taking hold. Fiction romance is not so old. A fiction romance, the love of the ages, that never seems to matter in my life. A fiction romance on magazine pages, that never seems to in my life. Dreaming, scheming, unaware that quite somewhere, some unaware folk are not thinking about what they have been told. Something strange is happening to the way I see the world. I view that fiction romance is not sold. Fiction romantic, I never expected all these things to happen in real life. And no fiction romantic could ever predict it, all the things that happened in my life. When I don't know what to do, I just think I was a little stronger than I'd be bold. Something strange is happening to me. I don't know what these shivers mean to you. Is this a fiction and a romance getting cold? A fiction romance, a fiction romance. We'll be right back.
distant echo of faraway voices boarding faraway trains to take them home to the ones that they love and who love them forever. The Christ 30 steps, repeat my own and reflect my thoughts, calling and inviting, partially naked, for some far toughy rappers and the smallest papers. Mr. Jones got run down, headlines of death and sorrow, they tell of tomorrow, madmen on the rampage, and I'm down in a juice station at midnight. Fumble for change, I pull out the queen, smiling, beguiling. I put in the money and pull out a plum behind me. Whispers in the shadows, gruff blazing voices, hating, waiting. Hey boy, they shout, have you got any money? And I say, I'm gonna take money and I take away curry. I'm on the way home to my wife. She's been lining up a cuttery and now she's expecting me, polishing her glasses and pulling out the cork. I'm down in a Tuesday at midnight. I first felt a fist and then a kick. Could now smell their breath, the smelt of pubs and wormwood scrubs and too many right-wing meetings. My life swam around me, it took a look and drowned me in its own existence. The smell of brown leather, even eating with the weather, filled my eyes, his mother, mouth, and blood, so my senses couldn't see.
All right, we started that set with Come to Me Cold from the 222s, and I thought they had a bit of a Buzzcock sound to them, so I followed that with the Buzzcocks' Fiction Romance. Then a fun take on the song Eve of Destruction, which was written and first recorded by Barry McGuire, but you might know it better from the version by the Turtles or even Jan and Dean. That was a short-lived Toronto group called Bangkok, about whom I could find just about nothing. Then Echo and the Bunnymen made us a promise, and we just heard the classic from the Jam, that's Down in the Tube Station at Midnight. We're going to switch it up a little bit now. Some dub vibes from Rocksteady Pioneers, the Heptones. This is the Book of Rules. You're listening to 81, 82, 83, 84 on CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo.
Back. are no stars. Out here we is stoned, immaculate.
Out here we is stone. This is Kung Fu, taking you on a musical view with John Saxton and Bruce Lee. Enter the Dragon.
I wonder if I could make
I do love me some Nina Hagen. That was Born in Zigzags. Such a great guitar riff that drives that tune. And before that, a tribute to Bruce Lee. That was Enter the Dragon from Jamaican reggae pioneer Lee Scratch Perry. And who'd have thought those two songs would fit together so nicely, but they did. Stoned Immaculate from Dub Syndicate. And we started with Book of Rules by the Heptones. And whenever I hear Nina Hagen, I think of her wonderful cover of this next song. Maybe I'll play hers sometime soon, but here's the original from Fee Waybill and the Tubes. A bit of a theme song for us when we were in school at the University of Waterloo in the early 1980s. This is White Punks on Dope. And this is 81, 82, 83, 84 on CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo.
Genghis warriors to that town. And on the seventh time of that seventh day, they raised their voices, the walls came down. When they fought with their hearts and their minds, no weapons could destroy them. When they fought with their hearts and their minds, no, nothing could. If we fight with our hearts and our minds, no, nothing can destroy us. If we fight with our hearts and our minds, no weapons can destroy us. If we fight with our hearts and our minds, no, nothing can destroy us. If we fight with our hearts and our minds, no weapons can destroy us. Fight with our hearts and our minds, no, nothing can destroy us. If we fight with our hearts and our minds, no weapons can destroy us. If we fight with our hearts and our minds, no, nothing can destroy us.
Okay, that was Jericho by my faves from Hamilton and St. Catherine's Way, Directive 17. That never gets old. And before that, Don't Look from a band called Nervous Rex. And that's spelled N-E-R-V-U-S-R-E-X, like some sort of crazy dinosaur, I suppose. Not sure how I found them, but I like that track. I Can't Stand My Baby by the high-energy Scottish band The Rosillos. And before that, a little Tex-Mex Chicano spice. That was I Get My Kicks on You. And that was Jose Rey Carrasco y las Coronas, or in English, Joe King Carrasco and the Crowns. And that set started with our anthem, White Punks on Dope from the Tubes. Last week, I told a fairly tame story about the antics of the Engineering Society back when I was at school there. Here's another one with a touch more color to it. During orientation week in 1978, some upperclassmen took it upon themselves to organize a team-building exercise for the freshmen. We were instructed to wear our Frosh t-shirts and engineers' hats and to assemble outside the Engineering Society. And there we were loaded onto buses and trucked several miles into the Kitchener-Waterloo hinterland and unloaded into a big field. And there we were told we were about to attempt to set a new Guinness Book of World Records record for the world's largest seated ring. So they put a chair in one part of the field, and they took one of the bigger freshmen and made him sit down on the chair, and then instructed the next guy to kind of sit on the first guy's knees. And then another person sat on that person's knees, and so on, until we formed this huge ring of, it was actually several hundred freshmen sitting in this field, with the last person finally kind of looping back around and being behind the chair that the first person had sat down on. And then they asked the first person to raise his butt off the chair so they could pull it out. And he sat down on the last person's knees, and there we were, several hundred freshmen in a huge seated ring in a field in the wilderness outside of Waterloo. and one of the organizers had climbed a tree to take kind of a high-angle photo of the event. And then they declared that we had set a new world record, and we proceeded to celebrate and throw our hats in the air and all that kind of stupid shit that you did back then. And as we're kind of having our fun, the upperclassmen rush off to where the buses were parked, and they climb in and they drive away without us. So there we were, several hundred freshmen, several miles away from campus, with many of us with no idea even how to get back, but we had to find our way back from there. And the icing on the cake was when the next issue of EngNews, the Engineering Society newspaper, came out. And on the front cover, there was that high-angle photo of all of us sitting in the field with the caption, "Class of 1983, freshman set new world record for largest circle jerk." So let's close tonight with really the only band that could follow that story. This is Live Fast, Die Young from the Circle Jerks. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.